Good morning. I'd like to call to order the Wednesday, February 6, 2019 special meeting of the Marysville Board of Education. Can I have a roll call, please?
Mr. Luke?
Here.
Ms. Savage?
Here.
Ms. Powers?
Here.
Mr. Smith?
Here.
Ms. Devine?
Here. Thank you. So on our agenda today, we have several items. The resolution to approve the construction on the Marysville High School Stadium. So do I have a motion to approve this resolution?
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Smith.
Second.
Second by Ms. Powers. Expecting that they might have some conversation. We have any questions of the superintendent?
So we did update one error on the paper we received last night. It was a $3 difference, and it was really just taking it off two sheets. So we fixed that error, and so the sheets you're getting this morning are representative of that correction. We have the resolution to accept Altman. They were the low bid. We had to do our due diligence in order to just verify that they were a responsible vendor. We did do a thorough investigation in that and vetted through some things that we heard as concerns with them, and we'll be moving forward with them as our vendor for that. So it is clear that with the timeline, we're going to have to stay aggressive and on top of it with monitoring the coordination of all of the of both projects, obviously bundled as well. But we want to make sure that, you know, we're getting a good start. We would hope that we could start actually pretty quickly with some removal of some items. So that with your approval, hopefully today, they would be able to come in and we could get the ball moving. The other items that you are receiving are, we did a, did we also include those? Bleachers? Yeah. Yeah, they are. Mm-hmm. So we also talked to you about, we were going to go out to state term pricing for some pieces, and you've received all of those as well. That would be bleachers, the turf. So we went out for those separately, which was allowed us to buy them at state term pricing. That part of it does take a lot of coordination because they're not under the Altman contract, so it would be coordination between our architect and really Mike and the other contractors to make sure we have the timing right for those, the logistic.
Who would be the main person in charge? Would that be Mike or would that be the architect?
It would be Mike and the architect.
Mike and the architect
are
responsible for making sure that everybody's communicating and on the same page.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Altman plays a hand in that because they know the stuff is coming.
Yeah.
So they know they'll have, it's probably similar to the STEM school projects, weekly meetings. They go over where they are and what's coming in and we're ready or not ready for this kind of thing.
Okay. So how is this November 1st completion date?
So that's for the track, right? So the completion date for the high school football stadium is August 15th.
Okay.
We're going to keep pushing with August 1st in mind, knowing that August 15th is the actual date. We have a home game on August, let me get the Friday right, I believe it was August 22nd, 23rd. So everything would have to be ready to go. There'll probably be punch list stuff that still has to be complete. We recognize that, but everything would be ready to go by then.
So the 15th is here, but you're actually hoping for August 1st.
Well, we're going to hope that it would land there so that I ask jokingly, could I then go ahead and schedule my first open house and welcome to the stadium August 16th? And everyone kind of seized. So
yeah.
we'll continue to monitor, you know, that. We're going to push. for as much to be done. It is all, you know, weather is always the springtime. Right. We've had the wettest fall that we've had in years. I think they said 5.5 inches of rain over the average. Mm-hmm. So that will all come into play for the spring. So we'll pay attention to those as well.
Okay. And is there anything, like if they would go way past that time, is there a monetary, what word am I looking for?
A penalty kind of.
Yeah, is there any penalty involved?
Typically there's built into it a penalty for going over a set amount. I don't know specifically for Altman what that is, though. So I can go check real quick.
Okay.
The other things that you'll see, there's the add-on where it says the base bid contract and then the things we add in. We had talked to you before, in order to get the price down, we made some things alternates. We were able to accept all the alternates in after you guys, you know, gave us the directive to move forward. So those were all things that, you know, we saw as important.
Okay. And I know because Dick and I were just, Jonathan was showing us the drawings there, so I know when I was looking at it, alternate number 6 is in there as a minus dollar amount, and that was a little confusing. But
did
yeah, go ahead.
It?
Yeah, he did. Yeah. But if you want to explain
so
it.
So they messed, I won't say they messed up, but their bid included planters, round planters from the get-go.
Mm-hmm.
No one else's bid, that wasn't called for in the bid.
Mm-hmm.
And so by switching to a square planter, which I think has a better look aesthetically, it actually reduces the price of that. So that's why it shows a lesser price, because they put the round planter in their original bid.
Okay.
Yeah. And I...
Yeah, that wasn't a mess up.
I just asked Jonathan about the kid zones, and he said that the figure there was for the site prep.
Yeah, it's much more getting things ready than it was putting the turf on.
Right.
So you know how we have kind of an informal play area now, on that top north corner that we had marked off. I think that's north. Is that north? Yeah. We're actually going to turf that for kids.
Uh-huh.
So kind of like a mini Monarch. There's some ideas spinning around with what you could do with it. But right now, it'll be like a miniature turf field. It's not lined or anything, but a little turf area. It could also be used for, you know, baseball track. It's a smaller, not track.
Soccer.
Baseball, soccer, some other areas to do warm-ups and things like that. So it's kind of a multi-use little space, but it would be something a little bit different.
And I think it makes a lot of sense because we're going to have paved area around. We're going to have an artificial surface field for competitions or whatever. And if you had a grass area where kids could get mud and that would get tracked into other areas and cause problems, I think. And also it will keep kids just from getting grass stained and all that kind of stuff, and I think parents will appreciate that.
I think, too, you know, we looked at things like lighting. Do you just run the conduit to track and add the lights later, or do you go ahead and do that now? And really looking into that, it seemed to be much higher cost projected out than it would be to go ahead and do now.
Right.
And we all know how that goes. Sometimes you're well-intentioned to put it in 5 years or whatever. So we went ahead and moved forward with that as well. So those were the things that we kind of looked at. You know, what would it take to put it in now? We certainly wanted to run the line. Like, we learned that lesson in the underground with the parking lot. Running the conduit for things was very helpful. But really, it was projected to be more expensive to add it later as opposed to go ahead and do it as a part of the project.
So you're just talking about the lighting on the far side of the track field. So there's the lighting on the that's on, for the football stadium that's all around there, which would provide lighting for the home site for the track.
The fear was that would not be completely adequate either.
Right,
it might get us through, you know, in the spring it can still be kind of dark. It would allow for other things to happen there in the evening. So, for instance, if we ever hosted a band competition, and normally they warm up in one space and then come off to the field, so we could light that up, and it could be that. I don't know that we'll ever do that, but those are things that we talked about. So,
well, I know that all of us at one time or another have said, you know, we have one shot at doing this and making sure that things get done. And the other concern is that, and I just know from being in school districts for a long time, that if you have plans to do something in the future, oftentimes it never happens. And so...
we've heard that just since I've been, you know, money changes, leadership changes, whatever. The other thing I would tell you is there in our current stadium, there is a set of pine trees by that back entrance that they were planted in memory of. So we have met with the father of the child that planted those trees, given them an alternative. He was thrilled with us thinking of him. Actually, Jonathan ended up going to his home to finish that conversation. So we will be that. It would look differently. It won't be those trees. Those trees, unfortunately, have to come out. But new trees are being put in, and we're going to do like a little in memory of area for to come to make it right. So, and he was fine. He thought it was a great idea, and was okay with that. So.
Well, that particular area is now going to be featured more. Whereas it was kind of the, you know, back door, it now is going to have much more of a front door presence about it. And that makes a lot of sense.
Let's see. I was just going to point out, one of the resolutions in here is to authorize both of you to make changes with an aggregate increase cap of $612,000. So, I know, obviously, it also includes in there that you wouldn't approve them if there's not money available and all that kind of stuff, but I'm sure any of those changes that you guys will make us aware of them anyway, so, you know, but yeah, just want to point that out.
That's not... You
it's
know,
not
we
uncommon.
Had that another,
exactly. I know.
Contingency money where something doesn't go right.
Because like if it's 10, 20,000, we don't want to be calling special board meetings every time there's a change. So I just wanted to make sure everybody's aware of that. I think, like you said, it's been in the other ones as well. So
your question on the contract, what we're approving today is just this resolution, which gives them a notice to proceed.
Okay.
So that way that they can start locking things down and get the ball rolling.
Right.
And then they'll start working on the contract. So the actual contract is what will have those nitty-gritty details.
Okay.
That will be coming shortly down the road.
I didn't know if that was like the statements of value or the schedule, because in the letter from MSA, the architect, it goes down through confirming the conversation that they had with Altman.
Altman is committing to being able to meet the deadline.
Right.
But as far as agreeing on a penalty, that happens.
Okay.
In the next, basically what happens, you approve, they come in.
Gotcha.
Mike will meet with them with our MSA. They will start hounding out all those pieces, and then it can start. So that's why we like to get the ball rolling.
And then that gets added the next time. So we make sure that they're looking at that deadline.
That'll be the contract that we work. And then that's kind of what, I don't want to say it's a timeline piece, but it's what we use to make sure targets are met.
Yep.
Right. Absolutely. Okay.
Is it maybe in the effort to help build kind of excitement about this that maybe a general project schedule could be posted in the...
We could do that on the website for the stadium thing, too, and on the board website.
So that, mm-hmm. you know, the public can see mm-hmm. this is actually something that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
It's moving forward.
Yep. It's a good idea.
You, Jonathan,
sure.
Mike have been more involved in things. Do you feel like all the questions and all the issues and everything have been addressed?
Yes. Yes. And I'm not going to sit here and pretend that we didn't have some concerns, but we vetted through some of those mm-hmm. concerns, and Mike and Jonathan have a clear directive from me that, you know, we need to really manage the project and lead the project and partner with them to make sure deadlines are met.
Yeah.
And that we're all on the same page the whole time.
Wonderful.
So.
Wonderful. Yeah, because this is something that just thinking about all the pieces is something.
I know, it is.
Something could get off track pretty quick.
Correct.
I know.
And,
so yeah, I just want to make sure you feel confident we have the resources to pull this off and to keep it organized and all that kind of, you know.
Yeah, I mean the only factor that you know is the unknown is weather, which
right.
just makes me sick to my stomach today.
I know, yeah.
Expecting a flood, right?
Flood the next couple of days, yeah.
So, mm-hmm. but I mean that's out of our control. I think
right.
the other pieces are ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
In those conversations.
Okay.
The proof is always in the pudding. It's no different than hiring
yes.
someone to redo your kitchen at home.
Right.
Right.
Or whatever, so.
Right. And going back to the turf and those other ones, when you go through that state bidding process, those are, like, those vendors are all vetted and they've,
yes.
and all that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. so.
We're part of a consortium.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And they wouldn't be a part if they didn't produce
the
quality work.
Has worked with those vendors on other projects, so they already have a
relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good.
And those, everyone on there has done projects around Central Ohio as well, so
mm-hmm.
they were able to check.
And one thing, when I met with you the other day, one of the comments I made to you was the fact that we had an original architect whose background was not in this kind
mm-hmm.
of a project, and they pulled a number out of the air, and we found that in going forward in this project, sometimes our assumptions weren't necessarily close to reality, but I think as I look at the numbers,
mm-hmm.
I think the value that we're getting talking and listening to some of the members of the committee they said they didn't select the most expensive. They selected what they felt was a good value for our community. And so I think overall on the financial aspects of things, I feel very comfortable. I think we've done a good job, not we as a board, but we as a district.
Mm-hmm.
The committee, leadership, administration has done a very good job of being very careful in the planning and watching the taxpayer dollars and making sure that the value is there. And I'm looking forward to this project because it's more than an athletic facility.
Mm-hmm.
We've entered into a partnership with Impact 60,
mm-hmm.
And there is going to be a community gathering place that is created with this project, and the hope is, I think, on everybody's part that this will help to launch a stronger community and bring, you know, by providing a gathering place and a place for us to come together and to celebrate and to watch,
mm-hmm.
to be entertained,
mm-hmm.
And to become a more close-knit, focused community. So
mm-hmm.
I'm very excited about this. As I said, I think the finances are in order. I think You know, we've learned as we've gone through this project. I think the scope of the project is much bigger than just athletics, and I'm really pleased with that aspect of it, and I'm excited about this possibility. So.
Okay. Any other questions, comments? I would just add that not only for our own community, but as people come in, you know, I think this project is going to be a great example of what our community is all about, too. You know, I think it's going to leave a great impression for people coming into Marysville. So, okay. Well, if there are no more questions, roll call, please.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. So the only thing left is a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion by Ms. Powers.
Second.
Second by Ms. Savage. Roll call.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries, and our meeting is adjourned.